Good afternoon. I'm Clarice Larson, and you're listening to KTOO. The 2025 Native Youth Olympics Junior Celebration took place over the weekend in Juneau. Elementary school students from across the borough competed in events like the seal hop, two-foot high kick, Inuit stick pole, and more. KTOO watched the competition and has this story. Peyton Lott patiently sits on a mat in the Zantakahini Middle School gym on Saturday morning, waiting for her next competitor in the Inuit stick pole event.
I love doing these because it shows what strength in the people who did them.
The game involves two athletes facing each other and holding a wooden stick, one with an inside grip and the other with an outside grip, with no gaps between their hands. Then, when the ref says,
"Ready, pull!"
they grip and pull against one another until someone breaks free with the stick in hand, winning the match. Last weekend, Lott and nearly 100 other elementary-age athletes competed in the event, and others as part of the Native Youth Olympics 2025 Junior Celebration. Lott is Clinkett in Yupik, and a fifth grader at Harborview Elementary. She got involved with the games 3 years ago after walking past the club while waiting for her mom to pick her up from school. Now she's pretty hooked.
I wake up early the day of the competition, and this is the only time when my parents tell me to go to sleep, I will.
The competition opened with a cultural dance and song performance. The two-day event was hosted by the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska and in partnership with the Juneau School District. On Friday and Saturday, students competed in six distinct events, including the Alaskan high kick, scissor broad jump, and seal hop. All the games are rooted in Indigenous hunting and survival traditions used in the Arctic. Now, competitions for games like these are held across the state as a way to foster community and promote physical fitness during the cold winter months. Caitlin Lewis is a coach and traditional games specialist for Tlingit and Haida.
These games originate from Alaska specifically. So long ago, before cell phones, radios, any sort of technology, hunters created these games to communicate with one another out in the Arctic.
Just like the students, she too was a young athlete who practiced the games growing up in Alaska. She says the games are more than just testing your physical fitness. It's about connecting with your community and celebrating Alaska's Indigenous traditions.
I've had some athletes say, you know, I was never rooted to my culture. I was never connected to my culture. And since I started the games, I feel more closer. And I feel a sense of identity, and that is very impactful to me.
Mila Neely, a freshman at Juneau Douglas High School Yada'akathle, helps measure the height of athletes' kicks during the one-foot high kick. She volunteered with other high school athletes to help with the games.
I've been doing NYO since I was in fifth grade, so this is my fifth year doing it. I'm a freshman.
She says it's special for her to be able to help teach the next generation of athletes. She says traditional games are unique from other sports in more ways than one.
It's such a positive sport. You go to other sports and people will be talking trash about the other team or even just wanting to win. And in traditional games, so many times I've seen people give another person a tip that will help them succeed further than them in the games, because it's really just being the best that you can be.
In early April, Neely and other high school and middle school students in Juneau and across the state will compete in their own traditional games as part of Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's 2025 Traditional Games. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson. And the Alaska Senate passed a bill today that would allow teenagers to serve alcohol at restaurants. The bill would lower the minimum age to serve alcohol from 21 to 18. If the bill becomes law, 18-year-olds could serve alcohol in breweries, distilleries, wineries, hotels, lodges, resorts, and restaurants. The minimum age to serve in a licensed bar or any venue offering, quote, adult entertainment, though, would remain 21. The restaurant industry is backing the bill. The head of the state's largest hospitality group told lawmakers that lowering the minimum serving age would help alleviate a labor shortage. Alaska is just one of three states, along with Nevada and Utah, to require restaurant servers to be 21 or older. Support for dropping the minimum serving age was not universal. The head of an anti-alcohol abuse advocacy group told a Senate committee the move could normalize underage drinking and undermine public health efforts. The bill would also require bars and other businesses selling alcohol, like liquor stores, to post signs warning that alcohol is linked to an elevated risk of cancer. A similar bill passed in the final moments of last year's session. But because the bill passed after midnight on the final day of the sessions allowed by the Alaska Constitution, Governor Mike Dunleavy vetoed it. The bill passed the Senate unanimously. It now heads to the State House. And the second annual Juno Jazz Festival packed nearly 30 performances, workshops, and events related to jazz music in just 4 days. The festival's musicians went into the schools and placed professionals in the seats among student musicians from Juno, Sitka, Ketchikan last week. KTOO's Jamie Deep was there and has a story.
The sounds of Herbie Hancock fill the air in the music wing at Juno Douglas High School Yada'at Katle as the Sitka High School Big Band plays for a jazz clinic. Joining the students are professional musicians from around the world. While they're performing, other students at the high school are just beginning their day. Bob Athade is leading the clinic, and he has some thoughts on the young musicians playing as the school bell rings.
I'm wondering if you want to mute that cymbal. You know, play the intro and then mute the cymbal. From the top, ready? One, two, three, four.
The clinics are a part of the Juno Jazz Festival, a partnership between Juno Jazz and Classics and the Juno School District. From jazz combos made up of a handful of musicians to full big bands with close to 30 members, students worked with Athade and other jazz musicians to add some finishing touches to their sets before 2 days of concerts. It's the second year Juno has had the Jazz Festival. Before that, the event ran in Sitka for about 2 decades. Athade's based out of California, but he's been involved with the festivals since 2002. He says the students' attitudes and ability to take feedback brings him back to Alaska each year.
It's always uplifting to see young people play music, be engaged, and, you know, if someone says, oh, kids, no, kids are doing really good things, you know, and I think we just have to continually catch them doing something right.
Brian Van Kirk is one of the organizers and teaches band at Juno's high school. He says these events can connect students to professional musicians.
There's no other festival that puts the accessibility of the artists to students like this. The Sitka Jazz and now the Juno Jazz, it's nowhere else that you sit in a section and work with Grammy award-winning musicians.
The festival comes as the Alaska State Legislature is considering bills to increase school funding. Years without significant permanent increases have led districts across the state, like the Ketchikan Gateway Borough School District, to consider music program cuts. But Van Kirk says these programs do more than teach students about the arts.
What we learn in band cross-pollinates to all the things that you need to be successful as an adult. Hard work, repetition, diligence, community, working together on a project. All of those things transfer.
In addition to ensembles from area schools, students from the 3 participating high schools formed the All-Alaska Jazz Band. Juno Douglas senior Elijah Goins played piano for the band. He's been playing keyboard for 10 years and has focused more on jazz through high school.
It's fun being able to create something and sit down at a piano or pick up an instrument and just play whatever you want. And jazz allows you to do that. It's so improvisational that there isn't bad jazz. There's just different jazz.
Goins says it's great to learn and play with different artists beyond his own school.
It's such a different experience to get to work with other students that have different teachers and to work with these musicians that have been playing for years and are just leagues ahead of you and can share so much information. It's so valuable.
The festival is expected to return to Juno next year. Jamming out to jazz music in Juno, I'm Jamie Deep.
now for a quick look at weather today. Tonight, clear with a low of around 23 degrees in Juneau with northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 34. This is KTOL.